Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Welcome to the Arkham Files, an actual play Call of Cthulhu RPG podcast, featuring Alex Morrison as Mr. Carlford Nichols.
I'm the kind of guy who's going to burn your house down with you inside of it.
Sam Morrison as Phil McGann.
Stay back, Doctor. I know what I'm doing. This is a spiritual matter.
Donovan Ballard as Dr. Heinrich Schnitzel.
I have ways of persuasion. Have you heard of suppositories before?
Special guest player Callie Morrison as Professor Victoria Chapman.
I have a hunger for learning, so, you know.
Abel Morrison as Fred Landers.
Oh, I think we better sing some hymns. Calm that down.
And for this Lock Vault scenario, I'm your Game Master, the Keeper of Arcane Lore, Seth Morrison. Now grab onto some dice and your sanity. Let's roll.
With all the stuff you guys have done, you went to the university, you went and stocked up at the general store, you arrived at the hospital at the beginning at 1 o'clock. So it's been a few hours now that you've been exploring and questioning. So it's getting around 6 p.m. right now. Sun's just starting to go down, but it's still light outside. So, Maggie McFurter went missing last night, and Mr. Merriweather actually didn't die until today. So keep that in mind. But... you know, that's a freebie right there.
Ooh, boy.
Seth is a very polite keeper.
So you're driving up to the farmhouse, is that right?
Yes.
Unless you guys want to go somewhere else.
Well, I think that's where we should go.
All right, as you travel up Boone Road, which is according to the directions that Ma Peters gave you, you come to a large tree that looks as if its soul has been dragged to hell and back. It's completely blackened and charred from a lightning strike years ago, but it's withered like a rotting corpse. Doesn't seem quite like something lightning would do. So just past this soulless tree, down an overgrown gravel road, you can see the peak of a house just above the tops of the trees. Carlford Nichols pulls over because the overgrown path really isn't cleared enough for cars to go down, although it looks like it was at one point a driveway. You all exit the car and begin walking down the driveway on foot.
Packing our gear, I've got my cane, Michael.
As you're walking, though, the weather actually starts to clear up. The rain stops, and the bright sun comes out from behind the clouds. It feels warm and comforting to your skin and on your face, and the wet clothes on you begin to dry. Strangely, though, As your body begins to warm, something inside you starts to get cold. An eerie feeling drapes over you. You hear no singing birds, no chirping crickets, no croaking frogs or small animals scampering through the brush. All you hear is the faint whistle of a slight breeze. So finally, after a bit of a walk, the farmhouse comes into view. The house is of 18th century salt box design, with a high-peaked roof and windows flanked by sagging shutters. While most of the windows are broken, the ones still intact are disgustingly filthy and resemble frosted glass due to the years of dirt and dust. It's a single-story structure. The roof is a little bowed, but all the shingles are intact. The property surrounding the farmhouse looks fairly large, but pretty wide open until another set of dense trees begins in the distance. It appears there may be what's left of a garden on the south of the path, and potentially another building behind the farmhouse. Barn, maybe? Alright, so on roll 20, you'll see the farmhouse. You guys can explore a little bit more or go inside or whatever. So you got a couple options. What do you want to do?
I would like to explore outside. Do I...
I wouldn't mind taking a little walk around the house first.
Do I hear any noises?
Are those like pentagrams above the door and window?
I'd like to send Fred in.
Hey, Fred, why don't you go check things out?
Fred, why don't you go knock on the door and see if they want your message?
Well, I'll happily go inside.
He's gonna go and exorcise the demons.
Fred, you're used to this. Go knock on the door.
Let's go see if the papers or the translations inside. Who's coming with me?
I'm not going with you this time. I would like to know if there is a noise I hear outside, Seth Morrison.
Roll a listen.
Okay, hold on a second. Please stop yelling.
And Seth, like in this photo, this picture that we're seeing, are there 20. Like symbols drawn on the outside of the house?
Yeah, there is. Yeah, you can see it as you come up.
I hear nothing.
You hear nothing. So you failed your listen roll.
What are the symbols?
Mr. Landis.
Yes.
See these are, Professor. These symbols. You recognize any of these?
Well, I do have a 45 and a Colt. Do I recognize any of them? Let me take a look.
But we do have a professor with us, Victoria. Look at the symbols, please.
Ay, ay, ay.
Would it be an occult, the symbols?
Everything you say, Donovan, sounds like a cult leader.
I know.
Yes.
Victoria, look at the symbols. Don't they look so beautiful?
My name's Janos.
Listen to all I say. I serve Vigo.
Yes. roll me an occult.
So,
if you want to know what the symbols are on the house.
Dog, I rolled a 29.
I rolled a 95.
My Colt's 45.
Where is my Colt? Let's see. I got a 5 on the Colt.
Are we all rolling?
A 33.
Yeah, okay. But Fred succeeded, so it doesn't really matter. Well, actually, yeah. So if you succeed at something, remember to check the box next to it.
Oh, all right.
So yeah, if you guys have succeeded at something, check your box.
Yeah, give me the pens now.
So who succeeded on the occult? Roll.
Flanders. Landers.
Landers?
Flanders.
Landers is like, oh, I got a lot of experience in the cult, so I know what those are.
Just public
Thanks
service.
For that.
We don't actually think Mormons are in a cult. Most of us are Mormons.
Since you haven't met some Mormons then, have you?
The rest of us are in a cult.
All right. As you're looking at the house, you notice that I'll get to the symbols here in a second, but You see the remains of a porch swing just kind of at the edge of a tree next to the house. It's all kind of overgrown and broken down. Looks like weeds are growing through the woods, wood planks between the wood planks and stuff. But you do see on lintels over the doors and the windows, they do have carvings with strange symbols on it. You can, with your successful occult roll, Abe, Mr. Fred Landers, understand and remember actually from what you read in the journal that Marion Allen had mentioned things like wards that serve as protection against evil spirits and demons. And you do remember reading about how those were the things that kept the demon or the monster from entering the main part of the farmhouse and confined it to the attic. So you recognize these as the wards that keep danger away, basically.
Oh, I remember. These are the wards that keep the demon in the attic.
Oh, I thought someone just spray painted wieners all over the house.
Victoria, what you been doing up here?
Because I rolled a 95 on my occult. Narwhal was really confused.
Are you guys going to look around more, or
what do you want to do? I would like to look around the cabin, yeah.
I'd like to look down the well of ascension.
Okay, yeah, roll me a spot hidden.
Will do, right. For the well, I take it, not you.
So Phil McGann walks over to the well
86.
And looks down 40. And goes,
oh, water. It's a sewer well.
I just like to walk around the house, you know, maybe kind of look at other exits or entrances to the house.
Okay. 65. As you're circling the house, roll me a spot hidden.
Okay. That's an 03.
Boom.
Wow. Sweet.
Wow.
Jason Statham is back.
That's an 03.
There
got
you go.
It. I see everything.
All right, so as you're walking around the house, you actually notice a few things.
Yeah, I do.
You do. I told you there was a garden to the south. You actually see that there's still a few well-grown vegetables kind of poking out of the garden plot. A couple of carrots, maybe, some cabbage, you know, just a regular, like, garden. But even though it hasn't been kept up, it looks like some of the veggies are still coming in quite nice. It's going to be a good harvest for weeds and carrots.
Arm plants.
And finger plants, yeah.
Finger plants.
And then you see Mr. Corbett come walking out from... and he's like, Corbett.
Hi, I didn't know anybody was going to be here.
Just kidding.
Since Gandalf Romanowski, he's been arrested. I'm your new transporter.
Where's your dead bodies? I see you found my bones.
As you're walking around, though, you notice kind of like a black furry lump sitting in the weeds, kind of this overgrown knee-high grass, but you see something just sitting in there. It's about 20 feet away.
Okay, so I'm looking. There's a furry lump in the grass. Is it a squirrel?
Can't really tell.
Oh.
From this distance.
I was hoping he's a squirrel.
You say something. Oh, doing his accent.
All right. Okay, so wait. Now look, for the rest of you, this might not sound important to you, but I'm the kind of man...
Very important to us, Muflau.
There's some men who love squirrels. Right? Can't be reasoned with. And all they want is to watch the squirrels return.
How many of these do you have up your sleeve there, bro?
Maybe it's like a squirrel trap. They're trying to trap like some deadlight or something.
Maybe it's a duck.
So I'm going to approach cautiously to take a look at this furry lump.
As you walk nearer, cautiously, one step at a time.
By the way, don't forget, I have my cane, Michael.
Okay, you're taking your Michael cane with you. Yeah. As you're stomping through the high grass.
Would you like my net, Monfrau?
I have my cane, Michael, in hand. Approaching a squirrel. I'm going to poke it.
Yeah, so as you slowly put one foot in front of the other, marching towards this something in the grass, you look a little bit closer and it looks like it's moving. However, you kind of realize that there's a slight breeze blowing through, and you realize that maybe that's just hair that's kind of waving in the wind. So you conclude that it's probably not moving. You're going to keep approaching?
What are you looking at, valet?
Something over here in the grass. Doesn't look good.
Can I see it?
Roll me spothead.
How far away am I about at this point?
Ugh. Yeah, you're about 15 feet.
Yes, 22 out of 40.
Okay, yeah, you see the same thing. You just see a lump of black something in the grass.
I think it's a squirrel.
I'm going to draw my handgun from inside my jacket.
I'm going to get my grenade.
Right hand. And I'm going to walk a little closer, and I'm going to poke it with Michael.
All right, so as you tiptoe carefully towards this thing, you get closer and you realize it looks like some sort of small animal. You approach.
Squirrels did return.
Carefully.
I watch.
And poke it with Michael. And nothing. It doesn't do anything.
Doesn't
it
move?
It just lays there. No.
Can I tell what it is yet?
From what it appears, like, just by the color of the fur and everything, you think it probably is a raccoon, but since you're from England, you don't know what those are.
I know that is. I was not.
It's really a skunk.
In England, we call it a trash panda.
Just kidding. Yeah, you think it looks like a raccoon.
Okay.
Can I see what it is as well?
You haven't walked over or anything.
I just head back towards the farmhouse if there's nothing else untoward. But I do have the heebie McJeebies.
Okay. So you didn't do anything with the dead raccoon? You just poked it?
I poked it.
Okay.
Can I kind of poke it, turn it over, like look at it?
Yeah, you can do that. It just Dr. Schnitzel started walking over there as well. That's why I was wondering if you were...
Okay. Hi, Dr. Schnitzel.
Yes.
Come take a look at this.
He's already looking, valet. Oh, yes, I see. We have these in Germany. See, a lot over the place. You'll see them in the trash. Wait a second. Can I put a first aid on this raccoon?
Yeah, trash pandas.
Well, it's stiff.
Rubbish bandits.
It's so stiff.
So, so you can roll something like maybe a biology, a medicine, or a natural world.
Ooh, medicine. I get very good with medicine. I brought many suppositories with me. Let's see what they do for this raccoon. 47 out of 85. Yes, that is success. Success.
Yeah, so he succeeded on his medicine. He inserts the suppository into a stiff raccoon, and nothing happens.
He rolled pretty well on that.
Actually, as you inject it with this suppository liquid, you notice that it actually, like, liquid starts to leak out from underneath it. It's face down, and liquid starts to leak out of the raccoon underneath.
Is it a black tar liquid?
No, it looks like clear liquid. So probably what you injected into it.
Spiritualist, pick me a vial.
I believe it's a suppository you just shoved up its butt.
Yeah. In fact, it's definitely that. There's a little bit of brown poo flakes in there.
I need to save this for somebody else.
You know, it's a small piece of corn. Just kidding.
Why don't we head to the house, guys?
He rolled a good medicine. Did he find anything out about it?
Well, did you really? Are you really just sticking a suppository, though?
No, I'm not sticking a suppository into a dead raccoon.
Well, you are German, so.
We are into the snack.
I don't know what their traditions are.
For the record, we don't actually believe that Germans walk around putting suppositories up dead raccoons.
Disclaimer.
Just that we're sorry, okay, Christian, so, our fan.
Yeah, we have a German fan.
Oh, yeah,
Christian.
We're sorry, bro. These are just jokes. Don't take us seriously.
Okay,
we
let's
love
just
Germany.
Cut it out.
It's a beautiful country with a rich culture full of wonderful people.
I did a very good medicine.
Okay, so
learned.
As you kneel down and you're examining the dead raccoon, unsuppositoried, basically kind of feel around on the back on the fur. You can't figure anything out, so you flip it over, and there's a huge gaping hole in the chest of the raccoon. Like, it's just like wide open. Its ribs are wrenched apart. And something pretty horrific happened to this little raccoon. A fox maybe could have done it.
It looks like a fox maybe could have done this.
I think it was like one of those faces.
I've never seen
things.
That. We've never seen that before. I've never seen a little rubbish bandit with his chest all blown out like that.
Really? Because in Germany we see this all the time.
Why don't you roll me another medicine?
Okay, we'll do. 71 out of 85 success.
So as you're looking, you're just noticing that the chest is just like horribly ripped open and kind of bloodied and gutted and everything, but you realize that the heart is missing. And there's also some weird, strange kind of blacky, gooey substance kind of charred around in the wound. You've never seen really much like it, except for maybe one time before.
So is this the exact same thing I was saying before?
Would you say it looks like somebody drove this out to the street and beat the heck out of it with a stick?
Well, perhaps a cane.
Don't look at Michael like that.
So basically it's the tar that came out of our friend.
That's what you're assuming, yeah.
I'm assuming
like what
that. I'm right, too.
Well,
again.
I'm going in the house.
Dr. Schnitzel, I think whatever's going on, it's time to put an end to it.
I think it's
I'd like to walk up to the front door and give it a jiggle.
I'm going to go with Elder Landers.
Raccoons are pretty scary. What if I had some sort of raccoon person?
Are you guys done search around outside?
Yeah.
Yeah,
we'll head
back in. Is there like a is there a back door on the?
Well, yeah, I mean that's why I'm wondering if you're still searching around. Did you want to investigate more outside? Because you originally started and then you noticed something in the grass, but you didn't get very far.
Oh, so this was all in like the front yard. We haven't kind of gotten around to the back.
Yeah, like as you approached the house and then started around the side.
Okay.
It was pretty.
Yeah,
close.
I'll continue walking around the house.
Isn't there a barn?
There is a barn around the back.
Barnabin.
So yeah, as you. My gosh,
I hate my name.
So, as you come around the side, after finding the dead raccoon, you do see a barn. What you thought originally when you were approaching the house maybe could be a barn is confirmed as yes, it is in fact a barn. You also see a small like collapsed lean-to that has firewood underneath it. And then there's a small privy off down a path a little bit to the west. And the barn is just north behind the farmhouse.
I would like to visit the barn. Would you like to go with me, spiritualist?
Yeah, let's go check out that barn, see what kind of farm animals they were working with.
Oh, very good. Leads the way.
All right, follow me.
I follow.
Alright, we're at the barn, and I push the doors open slowly.
Okay,
for dramatic
effect. Have a hard time opening the doors. It seems like there's a lot of like junk and rubbish and whatnot just behind the inside of the doors. So as you're pushing them open, why don't you do a strength check?
Dude, I think the animals are probably dead in there, man. They're blocking the door.
Oh, Snite's at strength. So 1050.
Frickin' 90s. Oh, 99. Yeah. Hold on. That's like my 16th 90.
That's a fumble.
Hey, you stay out of this.
84. Wait,
what? My guy's a pansy. I rolled a 99.
Okay. You does not budge at all.
Hey, Schnitzel, you look like a strong guy. Why don't you try this?
Boy, he's not strong. Maybe I can use a paddle for?
Could we, like, push together?
Let's push together, yeah?
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay, bonus die, no?
Yeah, bonus die for one of you.
There you go. I already failed horrendously. So I got a two. Without a bonus
two?
Die.
Yeah. I got a 2 out of 50. This is an extreme success, no?
Donovan's like the luckiest rolling man.
You push
I've
on the
met.
Door and the entire barn collapses. I'm just kidding. So you shove, you push hard on the door, all this stuff seems to scoot back as you are able to open one of the doors and look inside.
Oh, I am looking inside. What do I see?
I've got a flashlight here.
So it's pretty dark in there. The sun is actually now kind of going down, so it's getting dark outside. You can't really see much, but it just looks like a ton of like trash and storage and just all kinds of stuff just crammed into the barn.
Spiritualist.
I shine my flashlight in there.
As you shine your flashlight, he confirms what you suspected. It's just a ton of different things, like old bicycles. You've got, like, horse saddles, horse equipment, you know, farm equipment, all kinds of things, gardening tools. But everything is just, like, scattered and strewn about. Like, it's you can't even hardly get inside of it.
Can I make a spot hidden roll to see if I can see something?
You can make a spot hidden, sir.
Okay.
Man, I really hope those the what we're looking for is not in this mess.
Oh, shite.
77.
77.
I'm going to make a spot hidden too. Why not? I got a 55 out of 40. I see nothing.
Well, this was a very big waste of
Well, it just smells bad and it's full of trash. Let's go in the house.
So, yeah, you guys see nothing else.
Does anybody else want to look in this barn? Anybody?
I light my lighter Landers. And just throw it in.
Landers is just trying to go inside.
Landers is trying to go in the front door.
What's about you,
Just
valet?
Hanging out, waiting.
Miss Chapman, did you want to... Where are you going?
Wow, I don't know.
So many choices.
Well, Landers is just trying to go in the front door. You can go with him.
Yeah, you want to go in the far front
I'll door. Follow Flanders.
Okay. All right. She's following you, Fred Landers. Nichols, where are you going?
I was still walking around to the back.
Okay. So those chumps are just like as they're peering in the barn. They're not really seeing anything. You come strolling around the back. You do notice that there is a back door to the farmhouse. And then it pretty much is like wide open tract of land that has trees, kind of a forest like bordering around the eastern edge of the property. Let me drop on a map.
Do I happen to see, like, a man with a sword running at the very edge of the forest towards me? Am I still... I'm going to look a little harder to see if I can tell what I can see.
That's no ordinary rabbit!
Oh, I should have said that with the raccoon.
That's no ordinary raccoon!
That's what happened to it, the rabbit.
I have the holy hand grenade.
That is true. Oh, dang. Heinrich, give that hand grenade to Landers so
give
he can
it
bless
to Landers.
It.
Let me put some oil on it, and it's ready to go.
Seth, you said there was a back door.
I thought I uploaded the map, but I'm not seeing it.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, yeah, I haven't even shared it, but I can't find it. I don't think I actually ever uploaded it into the game.
What a noob.
Oh, you guys suck. All right, I'm going to move that farmhouse a little bit out of the way. And I'm going to drop the map on there.
Okay, so I'm basically over kind of on the east side of the house then. Is that where I am?
Yeah, for the most part, like right where the map says Old Farmhouse. That's about where okay. you're at, coming
yeah,
around the
so
northeast corner.
Just this big open field out to the forest.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's head inside.
Okay, what are you guys doing? Are you coming away from the barn?
Yeah, I'll just go inside. I guess I see Carlton or Carlford there, and I'll just follow him.
Okay. So Chapman and Landers are going in the front door. Nichols, McGann, and Schnitzel. So you three are going in the back door?
Yes.
Yep.
Hello? Is the door unlocked?
It is not. The door's locked.
Oh.
Who's got the key?
I have the key. All right, I'll head back around and hand the key over to Landers.
Nichols! Where are you? We need the key!
All right, I'll run up. I hand him the key. Here you go. Sorry about that, Landers.
Okay, I'd like to unlock the door.
Okay, so the key goes in. You turn it, and it unlocks.
I throw the door open, and I walk in, and I say, "Heidly ho, DeMarinos! Time to be banished!"
All right. A monster comes rushing out and eats your face.
Comes running out and goes, "Oh, stupid sexy Landers."
It's almost like he's wearing nothing at all.
Did I mention I pulled my shirt off?
Yeah.
And I'm super buff.
The door unlocks. You push it open. The hinges on the door creak like screaming souls stuck in Hades. The front room is completely covered in dust, and a foul, pungent odor punches you right in the face with its feces-ridden fists.
Oh, that is so Ooh. Foul.
An iron stove rests against the wall with a round table and chairs near it. And the wooden floor and ceiling and furniture all appear to be rotting. So that's kind of what you can see as you look through the room as you enter the door.
Okay, well, first of all, I pull out my bottle of oil and dab a little bit on the hinges and say, "Bless your soul, bless your soul." Those poor souls.
And you actually see souls escape. They come flying out of the hinges and go,
"Evil, evil."
Thank Can I you. Tell where the stench is coming from? Is it just like old house stench, or is it like dead body stench?
Yeah, it's worse than that. It's like something you guys haven't really ever smelled before.
Disturbs me if you would know the difference.
Just don't go in my basement.
Crap, I keep forgetting all your guys' names. McGann, Schnitzel, where did you guys go? Were you still going, trying to go
in
the back door?
I'm going in the back door. You coming with me, Schnitzel?
Yes, the schnitzel always goes through the back door.
Man, it smells like schnitzel in here.
Excuse me.
It's because he's right behind you.
Oh.
Sorry. I had many bratwursts and sauerkrauts.
Man, you need to learn to live off the land.
I live off your mother's land.
Oh, wow. I did when I was a baby, too.
Yes, I remember.
All right, we go in. What do we see?
As you walk in the back door, it opens just fine, but also creaks pretty badly as you step inside. But also as you step inside, you actually see some basically like muddy, dried footprints on the floor. They look like maybe they could have been made recently. There's a table in front of you with a couple of items on top of the table. Why don't you roll me a spot hidden?
I rolled, frick, man, another 55 out of 40.
56 out of 40.
Gosh. What if I shine my flashlight? Does it give me a bonus die?
It's not even no. dark.
Comrades, I do not think we are alone in this house.
You actually see across you know, almost straight in front of you, kind of at a at an angle, though. Fred Landers, Mr. Nichols, and Miss Chapman standing in the front door.
I shoot my shotgun.
It's a pretty small farmhouse. Let me drop this on here. These are kind of the things that you can see as you come inside. Okay. So when you came inside the front door, that's close to the number 7 right there. If you're looking at roll 20, number 1 is the back door. So when you guys came inside the front door, right, there's the wooden stove, the wood stove, the round table in front of you. There's a couch on the left. You see some stairs down to the cellar. And then you guys coming in the back door in front of you as well, on the, up against the wall is a bar or a, like a plank, wooden plank that goes across the back door to lock it. And then what looks to be blankets and things next to the fireplace.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
So it doesn't look like there's an attic in this place. This
it seems we need to go back to
do
the
do we
bottom.
See any access to the attic?
Why don't you roll me a spot hidden?
Okay. Rolled a 37 out of 60, so that's a success.
Okay, so where you're standing when you come in, Nichols, you don't really see anything to the cellar, but as you start kind of walking in, the floorboards creak like crazy. And as you walk forward to meet up with the other gentleman in the middle, you do actually notice a trap door to the cellar, or sorry, to the attic. Yeah, you notice a trap door to the attic. Just above, over by the fireplace, by the which is number 4 on the west side of the house, kind of above the table where number 2 sits.
Okay, now, I don't think I have to say this, but don't anyone open that door to the attic. Okay. Yeah, I concur.
Is there anything written? Or any?
Do we see? Yeah, symbols? Do we see where the ritual was?
Roll me a spot hidden.
21 out of 35.
Sweet.
Nice. Sweet.
Okay, so yeah, you do actually see more of those wards written, more symbols. There is actually one right on the trapdoor to the attic on the ceiling overhead. And then there's also some basically above the windows as well.
Yeah.
Is there anything unusual about the dust in this place that doesn't look like normal dust?
It's really old dust.
Is it dust of Ibn Ghazi?
Yeah.
There's a bedroll over here in the corner.
Yeah, that looks like somebody might be staying here.
Yeah.
So actually roll me a listen.
Ooh, I'm gonna listen. I hear nothing. Listen. Barely.
53. I'm gonna spend 3 luck to succeed.
Yeah, I'm gonna spend 5 luck to succeed.
Okay, deduct. Deduct from your luck.
Okay. So I got a regular success, 45.
Regular success for me as well.
McGann, Landers, and Nichols all succeeded?
No, Flanders failed. I mean, Landers.
So McGann and Nichols succeeded.
No relation.
Yeah.
You want to get sued?
make sure you check your box if you succeeded.
Oh, I spent luck.
Oh, yeah, I spent luck too.
Oh, you can't check your box if you spend luck to succeed?
No.
That's good to know. I think I've been checking my boxes when I play.
Oh, great. I'm deducting all your points off the Tallahassee
tournament. Yeah. All right, so as you're walking around, kind of looking up in the ceiling, you know, around the windows and everything, you actually hear a small crash, like maybe a tin can or something falls onto the floor underneath you.
From the cellar?
That's what it sounds like.
Okay.
Open stairs down to the cellar, or is there like a door that you have to lift up to go down?
It's basically just open stairs.
Okay.
It's not a trap door. Is there anybody's head poking up telling me they'll swallow my soul?
Yeah, that's what I'm concerned about. It's really bad vibes.
That's our primary concern.
I would like to go to the stairs with my net and say, hello, guess who's here?
There is no head poking up.
Schnitz of Nettie Hands.
Okay, I'm going to walk over to the stairs and look down into the cellar.
Okay. As you look down, it's pretty dark. There does seem to be kind of maybe a faint light in one of the back corners.
I'd like to search through this unpacked bindle over here on this desk. Bindle? Is that supposed to say bundle?
No, bindle. It's like the...
Ah, it's a bindle.
Bindle.
Bindle. You know, it's like a knapsack thing that you...
Oh.
You know?
The ones that they use to tie to sticks and throw over their shoulder.
Do I see any ritual papers?
Yeah, you want to search through the unpacked bindle?
Yes, I do.
Okay, it's open, so
it's
I don't really, yeah, I don't really need you to roll a spot hidden or anything.
But it is very dark. Should I put a fire on in the fireplace?
Yeah, it's starting to get dark now.
Can I light a fire?
You can if you have materials. Okay.
I have a grenade.
You could throw that like wooden plank that blocks the back door in there. I mean, and maybe that blanket.
There's wood outside. Let me go get it. I'll come back. You light it with your lighter, okay?
Okay, yeah.
Oh, this is a great plan. Would you like to go with me?
No, you go ahead.
Okay, I'm back already.
Okay, yeah, put that...
Alright, Schnitzel heads out back to go grab some firewood. Right. While McGann turns into a German person.
What? No, man. I'm still like my normal spiritual self.
Okay, so are you really heading out back to go get firewood?
Yes, unless there's firewood already in there.
There is not firewood already in there.
All right, I think I want to go look what's down in the basement.
Okay, Schnitzel runs out to get some firewood from the collapsed lean-to.
Who has a flashlight?
I've
I have
got
a flashlight.
One.
Okay, so Nichols, as you're descending the stairs, the cellar, I'm assuming, yeah, your flashlight.
Yeah, I
will
take out my flashlight, and I have a firm grip on Michael, my right hand. So I go, looking downstairs.
You got a flashlight, an unnamed torch in the left hand, and Michael mm-hmm. cane in the right hand?
Yes, my cane, Michael.
So as you descend the stairs, each of them creaks like crazy.
Mm-hmm. I'm looking around. Got my head on a swivel.
He's got his head on a swivel, and he dies.
He's beheaded on the third step down.
All right, so... As you descend into the cellar, each stair groans like an 80-year-old mother-in-law. Dust clouds burst upwards into the air.
Catch that and put it in a bag.
Yeah, like, catch some of that dust.
I'm going to need you to roll me a spot hidden.
Oh.
Okay.
Didn't you say you had some lanterns, Alex?
Yeah, I do.
She likes some of them.
I got a flashlight.
Yeah, but the lantern will just stay lit and probably illuminate right. The room better, and you won't have to.
Okay, I rolled a 48. My spot hidden is 60, so I succeeded.
So, all right. So, as you turn to the left, though, to kind of navigate the cellar, which you assume would be the most open area of the cellar that would turn back into, you know, underneath the main part of the house. Mm-hmm. You hear something just behind you. So. Since you were successful with your spot hidden, you actually are able to quickly turn around right as a very dirty, scruffy, bearded man is taking a swing at you with something that looks like a stick. And I'm going to need you to take one damage as you are able to dodge away a little bit, but it still kind of, you know, hits you on the side of the head.
Teach me, okay. Your prospect.
Oh, that's where they're keeping their...
Opens a little bit of a gash.
They're cannibals, man. That's where they keep their food.
As he hits you, right after he hits you, he makes a break for it up the stairs.
Oh, I was just going to say, I want to run, can I fight run down with my gun.
So, yeah, I guess you're standing at the top of the stairs then, Miss Chapman.
Everybody got a net, just saying.
Can I do anything before he runs off?
Not really. You're dazed here for just a second, since it kind of nicked you in the head. So it'll give him maybe... I mean, you can chase him, but it'll give him maybe, you know, two steps ahead of you.
Okay.
Miss Chapman, since you had gun in hand standing at the top of the stairs, I guess I'm assuming you pointed at him?
Yes.
And what are you doing with it?
Just telling him to stop.
Okay, shout it at him.
She squeaks.
All right, roll me an intimidate.
With a penalty die?
Yeah. A gun is not enough. He's just got, what, a stick?
Yeah, he had some sort of stick, like a club of some kind or something.
Don't denigrate Michael.
And it's got a little bit of...
He's a kind.
Nichols' blood on it now. And okay. Nichols got a little bit of gash in his head.
So I'm really just rolling intimidate.
Yep.
Oops. 76 out of 55. 55 failed.
All right, so he keeps charging up the stairs at you. He doesn't look like he's heading directly at you. He looks like maybe he's just trying to run by you. But he doesn't stop.
I'm giving chase, and I would like to do something to prevent him from escaping.
Does he, like, plow into me or anything?
Not yet. As Mr. Nichols starts running from behind up the stairs to catch him, you've got a split second here to decide, since he's not stopping, if you're going to do something else to react.
What would I do if I did something like that?
Be a fighting brawl.
Should we get like a bonus die, right?
If you're trying to whip him or, you know, pistol whip him or whatever.
I want to try and do something to slow him down or.
Okay, do you want to try to like whack him or tackle him or shoot him?
Whack him.
Okay, so you're gonna take a swing at him, to knock him in the head with your pistol.
Yeah.
All right, roll me a fighting brawl.
24 out of 60.
Woo!
Wow. Oh.
Yeah.
Tough chick.
Oh. Ninja kick that old man.
Oh.
But you succeeded still.
Oh.
So
yes,
she actually
I
has
did.
The 25. She has 25 in her fighting brawl, and she got a 24. Check the box, babe.
Check it.
All right, as he's running up the stairs, he does notice that you have a gun, so he hesitates a little bit, giving you a window to act. And so as he's distracted, kind of looking, looking at the gun, scared for his life, all of a sudden, you're able to swing it at his head and knock him right on the side of the head. You open up a little bit of a gash on the side of his head. I need you to roll me a one. What is it? A 1d3? Is that what she rolls for a hand to hand?
For unarmed attacks, it's 1d3 plus your damage bonus. The damage bonus is down in combat. It's on the right side. It'll say combat or combat on the right, and then damage bonus.
You have a minus one.
What the heck?
You have a small build.
So, since you have a pistol in your hand, though, I'm going to let you roll a d4, which is this little triangle-y one.
Okay.
Yeah, so roll that and then minus one.
Four, wow, nice.
And then minus one.
Yeah, so three, he's going to take 3 damage. Okay, so you knock him in the side of the head, it opens up a pretty good gash, and blood starts running down the side of his head, but it also dazes him pretty severely, so he stumbles and falls onto the floor on his side. He did make it right to the top of the stairs before you were able to smack him in the head, and so he falls on the floor in the to the floor in the main floor. But he's pretty dazed right now, so you guys have a window, an opening to do something.
Landers, where's your rope?
All right, yeah, I want to jump on him and hold him down and put my cane on his neck.
Looky here, I've got a net.
All right, so you jump on top of him and you're holding him down. He gathers himself and starts trying to squirm away, and he's fighting back. He's going to fight back to try to get you off.
Okay. All right, trying to pin him. Okay, I rolled a success. I rolled a 66, so 69.
66 out of 69?
No, 69 out of 80.
Oh. okay, so what happens if you both succeed?
On a fight back, if you both succeed with the same amount of success, then the attacker wins. Tie goes to the attacker.
Okay, so yeah, he got a regular success. All right, he waves his hand and he shoves his elbows back at your face to try to knock you off, but you're able to successfully pin him down and hold him to the floor. And so he starts squirming a little bit, but he's not very successful. And he starts yelling at you, basically, saying,
get off me! Get off me!
Well, first, I would recommend you start answering some questions. Or you're about to become very well acquainted with my friend, Michael.
And I jam my cane into his throat a little bit harder.
He says, don't hurt me! Don't hurt me!
He's squirming.
Talk, what are you doing here?
Alright, let me up and I'll talk. Just don't hurt me.
I suggest you talk first, or else there will be no letting up.
Alright, I'm just trying to get away. I didn't want any trouble.
Well, tell that to the gash on my head.
Okay, so I'll talk. I was just trying to escape.
I'm turning British.
Just trying to escape.
Are you mocking
afraid,
me?
I was afraid for my life. I was just afraid.
Afraid of what?
I was afraid I was gonna get killed by a monster.
Or a spiritualist.
Have you seen a monster?
I couldn't see the monster, but I've been attacked by a...
Where?
Oh, it's just right outside. Right outside.
Outside? When did this happen?
It was last night.
Last night? Man, what are you still doing here? Who are you?
Yeah, let me up and I'll talk.
He's got a good point.
It's okay.
Answer the question.
He drops his club on the floor and just kind of puts his hands up and he's like...
I'm scared.
How long have you been here?
Just a night. I got here last night. I travel around a lot, and I found this place, and I need a good place to sleep.
I'm gonna roll a psychology check to see if he's lying to me.
Sounds like some kind of traveling bum. That's probably his unpacking.
All right, my psychology is 30. That's a fail. It's a 46.
Well, I'm standing there too, and I'm going to roll my psychology to see if he's full of it. And I rolled a 61 out of 65.
Are you lying to me?
I think he's lying.
All right, so since rolled successful, then you can tell that he does. He just seems scared.
What's your name?
My name is Red Jake. Well, I mean, my name's Robert, but people's just call me Red Jake.
Robert, you're like the guy that was supposed to be dead forever ago.
I don't know what you're talking about. My name's Robert Baker. But most people call me Red Jake.
Robert
Look,
Baker.
You better be telling us the truth. Do you know anything about what's going on in this house? Robert. And I suggest you don't tell us any more lies. You see my friend over here? The one with the glasses, the nerdy one. He's the kind of guy.
Fred Landers?
That'd be me.
This is my friend, Fred Landers. He's the kind of guy that wants to put a burning in your bosom. Right? Me, I'm the kind of guy who's going to burn your house down with you inside of it. So I suggest you tell me the truth.
Well, that sounds pretty evil. I mean, you don't seem like an evil guy, but some guys just want to watch the world burn.
Well, I might look like a simple valet, but I have to tell you, I also have been trained with a very particular set of skills.
I'm not lying.
Can I roll my intimidate on him?
Yeah, definitely.
With that? Okay. 33 out of 60.
Okay, so he success. Actually, your intimidate makes him even like more scared, almost slightly panicked. So he just says, "But please, I don't want any trouble. Just get off me and help me. Someone help me." And he just kind of panics and starts rambling a little bit, almost kind of incoherent, you know, ramblings that you can't really put together. He just seems scared. Right.
Okay, and there's you got attacked by something outside last night.
Yeah. It attacked me last night. I travel around. I'm just, you know, ever since the end of the Great War, I've just been traveling up and down the Eastern Seaboard. I was just trying to get back to my family out in California.
Have you seen a lady around here?
I've seen a what?
A lady.
A lady? What do you mean, a lady?
Yeah. She went missing last night. You know anything about it?
Oh, that's probably... Maybe it's a coincidence. I don't know, but yeah, as I was walking around, I saw this place, and I thought, you know, it was getting dark, so I thought it was a good idea to come back down here for the night, but... You know, like a children's storybook or something. I heard these spooky noises everywhere, and I got attacked by a monster.
Did you go in the attic?
No, I've been hiding out in the cellar because I'm afraid that the monster's gonna come back and get me. I hear things in the attic, so stuff lurking around up there, and but this monster, when it attacked me last night, it makes the most awful sound. It's like a shriek that you just can't unhear.
What do you mean, and a monster?
And it smells.
Did you see it?
No, it's like I couldn't see anything. So it grabbed me last night. It smells. It smells too. It smells rotten. Very foul. Very foul odor. But yeah, like something grabbed me. I couldn't even see it. But then there was a sharp pain in my chest. Like something was about to dig inside of me. But then.
How'd you get away?
But then, the monster just, like, stopped and it just whisked away out into the woods. I don't know, it must have heard something and went to hunt it down or something. But when you mentioned that lady, I didn't put two and two together until right now. But I did. I thought I heard, like, after the monster ran away or, you know, flew away from me, I thought I heard a woman scream out in the woods. But the monster left me alone, so I wasn't waiting around to find out. I came and ran here and hid down here in the cellar.
Look, Robert.
Yeah?
Things are getting dark outside. It's probably not a good idea to be running around outside right now.
Yeah, that's... I would agree. I just don't want to die. I don't want to get hurt. You guys spooked me. I don't know what's going on around here. I just traveled through. Just trying to get to California, get back to my family.
We've got some more spooky business to do before night's over.
Well, I don't want to be a part of no spooky business.
Well, I don't think you want to be a part of what's outside either.
That's true. But I don't know what's more dangerous. I mean, you guys in here, you know, weapons are everywhere, like coming out of your jacket pockets and guns. You guys look like you're going to war or something. There's a monster outside, but I'm pretty sure the monster actually lives up in the attic. I'm always hearing strange things up there, just something lurking around in the attic. I just, like, you seem like, well, I was gonna say you seem like nice people, but I don't know, actually. One person whacked me in the head with a gun. You're pinning me down, I can't even hardly breathe. And threatening me.
Alright, Robert, I'm gonna let you up. But just be aware, if you try anything at all to hurt me or my friends, It's going to be a lot more dangerous in here than it is out there with the monster.
No, I read you. I get you, sir. Yeah, I ain't, like I said, I ain't looking for no trouble.
All right, I'll let him up.
I guide him over to the chair. I say, here, man, sit down and smoke this. This will calm your nerves.
Thank you, Ash.
This will calm your tits, man.
Oh, could you please not smoke around me?
Is your flight ready? I have some words. Oh, what the hell's going on in here? Who is that man? Why are you bleeding, valet? What did I miss?
I just get up. I'm just fixing my cuffs, my jacket, my tie.
Oh, I better start this fire. Yeah. It sets a mood.
All right, so Red Jake takes a seat in the chair, like you were saying. Again, he does calm down, and he's like, "Oh, I just thank you. I don't want any trouble." So he sits there, and he still seems a little bit nervous, but I think it's mostly just because he seems to be afraid.
Yeah. Mr. Landis, could you take a look at what else is on that table over there while I go back and see if there's any more crazed homeless
it's
people
getting
in the basement?
Dark. Let me light this
fire.
Yeah,
I'd like to search around on this table, and if it's a desk, then I want to search inside of it too.
It's really just a table.
Yeah. While he's doing that, I'll head back down in the basement to take a peek around, see if there's anything else down there.
I know it's going to follow.
Now, yeah. I'm looking in particularly for any notes.
Yeah, we got to find those notes.
The notes that we need to look for, and if there's any bag of dust, then I'm looking for that too.
Wait, can I light the fire?
Yeah, actually, as you go to light the fire, the wood, since it was raining basically all day long, the wood's kind of damp. It's not going to really light very well, so you're going to have to probably lay it out somewhere to dry.
You should grab that wood plank, man, and use that. One piece.
Don't burn that plank.
All right, don't burn that plank.
He's out on the blankets right here. Yeah, he's very soaked out the water.
All right, Landers. Landers, you walk back to that table. It is just a table. There's no drawers or anything in it. You start shuffling around in the stuff, and Red Jake actually speaks up, and he's like,
"Oh, hey, that's my stuff there. Please be careful with it. It's all I got."
"Oh, I'm not interested in your stuff. I'm looking for some papers. Did you happen to see any sitting on the table here before you threw your stuff down?"
"Papers? No, I don't know no papers. I don't sell papers.
Bags of dust."
"I don't sell no papes. Newsies sell papes."
Any books?
So as you're looking on the table, you look on the table. There's basically an empty can of Campbell's pork and beans. There's a dirty tin spoon. It looks like a surplus from the Great War. That's in the can. So it looks like he just, horked out of the can. There's a little bit of sauce on the inside, so it looks like he opened it and it had a meal. There's a walking stick, a large piece of worn, wrinkled fabric, and then there's like a half-full penny box of wooden matches, as well as a small piece of soap, a tin cup, a screwdriver, a can opener, a jackknife, and the stub of a candle. And that is pretty much it. But roll me a listen.
We all doing that?
All of us?
No, just Landers.
Hey, Landers, I've got a 60, and giving my ear a good listen, and I rolled a 50, so success.
All right, as you're shifting things around.
Oh, he's a great listener in Sunday school.
As you're shifting stuff around on the table, you actually hear what seems like a small shriek right above you, and something large kind of thump on the ceiling.
Oh, I believe the demon's right up there.
you guys are heading down in the cellar. What do you? Yeah. I keep forgetting everybody's name. Nichols and Victoria are heading down into the cellar. Schnitzel and McGann, what are you guys doing? Okay.
Seth, I had a quick question. Sure. If this is something you can answer. When we were walking around the house, did we see a window, like, up in the attic?
No, there is no window.
Oh, there's no window.
We didn't see
space.
An attic window?
No.
Okay.
We're gonna have to, like, be freaking ready when we pull down that trap door.
And if we did, was there a head monster looking out of it?
Yeah. Alright, yeah, I got my flashlight back out. I'm heading back down to the basement. I'm looking around.
Okay, it is getting dark outside now. It's pretty dark, so the inside of the farmhouse...
made out of human skin?
The inside of the farmhouse is actually getting pretty dark, too.
Is the wood dry yet?
I've got some lanterns up there. You guys want to light those?
Well, I've got a flashlight, too. Let's light all the lights.
You were carrying all your gear after you parked the car and walked down the road, so you do have some of the lanterns. That you just placed on the table, basically.
Yeah, I just figured I kind of brought them in and set them down.
So, you also did notice that there actually was a lantern hanging by the front door as you were walking in, so I'm assuming you guys grabbed that. But when you opened it and looked in, there wasn't any oil in it.
I know.
Anders got oil.
Yeah, I got...
What about in that wood-burning stove? Is there any wood left in there that we could burn?
There is nothing in the wood-burning stove.
Of course there's nothing in the wood-burning stove, you fool.
Yeah, why don't you just go back outside and get more wet fire?
Yeah, so I'm shining my light around in the basement. Do I see anything
down
here?
All right, so you three head down into the cellar. As you shine your flashlights around.
Flashlight.
Basically, and you're all walking around down there with flashlights, so there's enough light for you guys to kind of see the layout of everything. So the cellar is small and has a low hanging ceiling or a low ceiling, making the room feel kind of claustrophobic. The floor is actually hard packed earth. It's cooler than the house above and smells like dirt and dust. But there is a pair of chairs against the wall at the base of the steps, and a table with a missing leg resting on its side. You realize that was probably the club that Red Jake used. That he dropped upstairs. He thought it was a weird looking club. It's actually the table leg. So you see shelves lining the walls. There's cans and boxes sitting on the shelves, each holding long spoiled remains of foodstuffs. Several tins of tea leaves. You see a silver tea set that's tarnished. There's a few cast iron pots and pans, sets of tableware for eating. And then on the lowest shelf, there's actually a row of bottles with good liqueur, or what appears to be good liqueur. Next to the stairs, as you come down, there's also a ladder. It's about an 8-foot ladder. And then roll me a spot hidden, whoever went down.
Do we see any butthole monsters down there?
No, because they... I rolled a 53 out of 60, so...
I rolled a 50 out of 40. Mother flip. Keep getting 50s on my spot hidden.
As you're shining your light around, you notice the ladder next to the stairs, but you just trace your light around up along the line underneath the stairs and realize that there's actually a little bit of room under there to hold some stuff. So behind the stairs is actually a pile of lumber, a bag of rusted nails, and a wooden box with some old tools kind of just chilling in it. As you look inside the box, there's a hammer, a handsaw, a hand drill with three different bits, a chisel, and a rasp. But also in the corner, kind of near the shelves as they line up against the underneath the stairs, there's a tarp covering some sort of bulge.
Necronomicon ex mortis.
I don't know how to describe that. A tarp covering something.
I would love to go investigate that tarp with the bulge, but due to my overwhelming Britishness and butlerness, I instead immediately go over to the tea set and begin making tea. I'm uncontrollably drawn to it.
As I to the alcohol blow.
Oh, I see. I see.
All right.
Where were you from, Victoria? Professor Chapman?
Professor Chapman's like, all right, party!
No way. I don't remember you being associated with alcohol. You said you were from Clinton, right? I hear that's actually associated with a lot of suicides.
Yeah, but I'm pretty sure Epstein didn't kill himself.
Zing. All right, I go get the bulge.
All right, so you pull the tarp off. There's actually a large travel trunk underneath it.
Okay, I open the travel trunk.
Okay, so as you open the trunk, there's a few things inside of it. There is actually a folded black cloth and a handwritten letter resting on top of it. On the underside, lid of the trunk are more warding sigils, or the wards, obviously carved into it, like you've seen on the house everywhere. Mm-hmm. And then as you search, you shift some stuff, which appears to be six folded black robes. There's a cigar box sitting in there, inside of there, and then there's a sheaf of yellow papers. So, on the handwritten letter, though, at the top, it says, Dark Brotherhood.
Okay, I think this is it. I think I found it. I'm going to take that letter and open it up. Professor Chapman, I suggest we start handing these robes out to everyone.
Yes, yes, indeed.
I don't know, man. This has some bad juju, but
okay,
right.
So I found a letter dated 23rd March, 1877. And it says, I don't know why I'm putting this down on paper. It's probably a bad idea. I feel the need to have some kind of explanation for my actions and intent. When I took the sarcophagus from my uncle, I did not think it would be missed. I expected to be able to research it and return it later. I was such a fool. Despite believing in the powers we tried to summon, I grossly misunderstood the consequences. Now Robert is dead, and Harold is a madman. I'm going back to the farmhouse to organize our things. I dread stepping foot again in that place, but I must make sure that our materials will be available again for when we need them. Since the others are too shaken to attempt the banishment of the creature, I can only hope that the thing hasn't the power to remain in our reality more than a few hours or days. At least it's bound to the house itself. I shall search for means to destroy it before the last of us passes from this world and its release, and it is released from the house. I shall search for a means to destroy it before the last of us passes from this world and it's released from the house if it is still there. I believe I know where I can find the knowledge I need to drive the creature away without assistance from the others. I hear tales of mystics in New Orleans that know much of the true magics of the world. I am leaving the gold box in Rupert's care. I told him not to sell it or have it appraised by anyone, but I did not tell him why. We also seem puzzled by my insistence not to live in Boston, but I believe he trusts my judgment not to go into danger unwittingly. My uncle does not know about our Dark Brotherhood, so Rupert and the others will be safe from anyone looking for it. I'll be back to put things right again. Marion Allen. P.S. I write this before I close the lid on this trunk. The thing is still in the attic of the house. It seems to recognize me and spoke foul curses at me.
Carve.
Sorry.
I will carve protective words on the trunk to prevent any tampering with its contents. Joe, protective words on the trunk to prevent. I will carve protective words on the trunk to prevent any tampering with its contents, just in case.
Those are hard to read. All in cursive.
Before you were reading that, you actually pulled out the black robes and handed them to Miss Professor Victoria Chapman.
Yeah, I told her to pass them around.
So, and she did. She passed those around to everybody, or at least to McGann. McGann was down there, so she handed one to him. And then, are you heading up the stairs?
Schnitzel down here?
Yeah. Give them to the other two. Okay.
Hey guys, come back upstairs. This gin just freaked me out.
I'm gonna grab some of that firewood too. That's under the stairs.
Yeah, somebody tell. Yeah, somebody grab this lumber and start taking it upstairs.
Here, Victoria, you take these robes upstairs. I'm gonna grab the firewood. So I grab a couple pieces to take upstairs.
Okay. So you're handing out the robes. You're carrying firewood upstairs. Nichols, there's a few other things.
Yeah,
in the
what
box
else?
Still, or in the trunk. There was a cigar box and a sheaf of yellow
okay,
papers.
What are the papers?
There's actually 6 sheets of paper. They look all the same. Let me give you hand out 6.
Okay, I just got it. It's paper. It looks like some sort of chant in Latin. O spiritus vos per lotin. Wait, I know better than to read this out loud. Hang on.
There's 6
of these
yeah,
sheets.
There's 6 of those sheets.
Okay, and they all say the same thing.
Yep, all written same everything.
Okay,
yep.
Who else is still down here with me?
Nobody.
So nobody.
I think we are by yourself. Upstairs.
Yeah.
Oh great. How many D6 deadites are there surrounding me at the moment? All right. What's in the cigar box?
So you open up the cigar box. And, oh, wait, hold on a sec. Sorry. So there's a lot more, sheets. So there's 6 of those, sheets that
okay.
you just barely
yes,
were looking
6
at.
6 of these ones.
There is one sheet that looks like it has a pentagram drawn on it. So let me go ahead and, give that to you. And then there's actually, so there's 3 sheets that discuss the procedure of the ritual itself. It says it takes at least an hour to perform. Basically, digging through all these papers, you notice a couple of things, and I'm just going to give you the highlights here. The Latin chant, you notice that it looks like the original chant has been changed based on what you read in the other papers. So there's a few words kind of scratched out and changed. So it looks like as you're reading the description of the ritual that the original mentioned the ritual was for releasing the spirit trapped inside the ancient
right.
amber. But the changed words actually, you know, you don't understand them, but it looks like it's probably reversing it.
Right, okay.
Obviously the handout that I just gave you is a pentagram, a drawing of a pentagram.
Yeah.
And then the takeaways from the 3 sheets that describe the ritual are these. So one, it takes at least an hour to perform, but more likely 2 hours. The ritual mm-hmm. must be started at midnight. One person speaks the phrases, but it also suggests that multiple people should be doing the chant to ensure that no interruption occurs if someone gets distracted. And then
right.
it emphasizes that the slightest disruption may result in a failure of the ritual. And this is all while one person draws the pentagram on the floor. Also, while one person burns chemicals in a fire nearby, the notes written in Alan's handwriting also mention that the chemicals resemble a brown powder and is in a canister. he also mentions that it's a good idea to have a watcher posted to help ward off potential distractions or malevolent spirits.
Dibs.
Mm-hmm. I think we should have you. You're someone who preaches. I think you should be reading some rituals.
Well, I don't know. It seems kind of witchcrafty.
right, so sorry, I had to interrupt you with all the rest of the notes there, but you were opening the cigar box, right?
Yeah.
Okay, because that was the last thing in the trunk.
Mm-hmm.
So the box and the brand of the cigars date back to the 1870s. Inside is a small metal canister. Do you open that?
Yeah, I'll open it up very carefully.
So you open that very carefully just to take a look at what's inside, right?
Mm-hmm.
It looks like what you can tell is a coarse and brownish powder.
Okay.
You put the lid back on. It just looks like a brown powder of some kind.
Right. So that sounds like the description we just read.
Yeah. And then there's a smaller wooden box with a sliding lid.
Okay. Yeah, I'll slide that open, take a look.
Okay. In that smaller box, when you slide the lid open, you see a silvery talcum powder-like substance.
It's the dust.
Okay. Yeah. All right, I'll slide that back closed and pocket it.
Okay.
All right, I'll take all this stuff upstairs and explain it to everybody what I just found.
All right, so you head back upstairs. Everybody's wearing robes all of a sudden. It looks super weird and creepy.
Yeah. All right, yeah, I'm going to throw one of those robes on also. I explained to everybody everything that I just read about how the ritual is supposed to be performed. How many people do we have? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. We have 5. Oh, plus Robert.
Yep.
Hey, Robert, get in here. We need your help.
I told you I didn't want any trouble. I don't worship spirits and stuff.
Well, if you don't want any trouble, then you're going to need to get in here.
Roberts, I have ways of persuasion. Have you heard of suppositories before?
I have ways of making you chant.
Wash my dingly fingers.
All right, I mean, if I have to, you saying I gotta wear one of these robes?
Yeah, put this robe on. All you gotta do is read this paper.
I can't even read, let alone whatever the language this thing is. Okay, I can kind of read, but... but,
just read it.
You told me no more lies, so I was afraid of lying to you.
Alright, so we need, So it said we needed one person to burn stuff.
I will burn things.
I will draw things.
I suppose I'll chant.
So it's about 8:30 p.m. right now. And then all of a sudden, there's a pounding at the door. Thanks for listening to this episode of the Arkham Files. If you like what you hear, show us your support by checking us out on patreon.com/thearkhamfiles and leaving us a 5-star review on iTunes. Thanks again.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.